அடுத்ததாக கௌரவ உறுப்பினர் டாக்டர் ஸ்ரீ பவானந்த ராஜா, உங்களுக்கு 7 நிமிடங்கள் ஒதுக்கப்பட்டுள்ளது.
Thank you very much. Honorable presiding member, I am very much appreciate that motion which was tabled by the opposition member Dr. Arichuna in this house. As we all know that our health indexes are very much equal to the global level as well as these countries in this region. These are all materialized due to the implementation of national programs in this country. But our blindness and other visual indicators are below to the level when compared to the countries in our region. This is because of this, there is no national plan to do this eye health care. So this is the correct time, the right time to implement a national strategic plan to improve our health, eye health, especially the eye health in this region. So blindness and the visual impairment, particularly among adults, reduce the quality of life as well as the lower the productivity. So it will this increase the dependency and the significant economic loss to the country. So this should be implemented in this country. The national plan for the eye health care is very much important. So we have to address this growing health concern. It is essential to implement this national strategic plan to prevention of blindness. So this is national plan should include the integration of primary health care system in the eye care also. The national screening program for the cataract and refractory errors and diabetic retinopathy. Also, it should contain the legal support for the public-private partnership that will be very much important to bear the cost for this. So this national plan should have following targets to fulfill the WHO vision of 2030 goals and effective coverage of the cataract surgeries and also to issue the spectacles to the patients following the cataract surgery for the rehabilitation of the eye vision. So 80% of the diabetic patients should go regular screening and also include the coverage of refractive error correction. Also, this 100% coverage of the premature babies, this retinopathy. So ensure these preschool children screening and manage them effectively. So this is all help to improve our nation of the people's vision. So also this we have to improve the corneal transplantation numbers. This is very much less than we compare to the other countries. Also I wish to inform in this parliament that in our Jaffna Teaching Hospital, so far from January to October, that they have done more than 10,341 cataract surgeries up to now. So this is a very good number and we have to appreciate the team which is led by Dr. Malaravan and other staffs and that hospital. Also, he told that today that he got patients from Kalutura, Anuradhapura and Padavia.
You have another two minutes.
Padavia for this cataract surgeries. So this is the time to have to implement this strategic plan and we have to improve this eye vision and prevent the blindness of these people so it will improve our economy as well as the dependency of these other people. So we have to, this is the time to implement this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Member.